Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Yazisa ngeshishini lakho ku Radio Pulpit. Ubuyele kwisimo esiphilileyo. I Radio Pulpit ine 40 years yasungulwayo. Kwaye nabaphulaphuli abangaphaya kwe 400,000. Sinekela ngepackages ukuncedisana nawe uphuhlisa ishishini lakho. Tsalela uSanet ku 012-334-1254 okanye uthumele umyalezo ku sanet@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele igama advertise ku SMS ku 37871. Standard rates apply.
You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Gave you the sounds of Xolim Cwango, Healing Power. 17 minutes, it is just after 2. And I am honored at this moment in time to be talking to Sir McMillan, who is the regional manager from Limpopo at ADASA. And you might be asking yourself what ADASA stands for. ADASA stands for the Association for Dementia and Alzheimer's of South Africa. And earlier on, I was saying that they highlighted that in many rural parts of Limpopo and South Africa at large, there are symptoms of dementia such as memory loss, confusion, and behavioral changes that are often misunderstood by others and feared. And tragically, people have lost their lives because of this misunderstanding and has led to stigmatization, accusation of witchcraft and even violence, including even people, killing others as well. And this today, this discussion will unpack all of that, the myths that are there that are dangerous, and highlighting the vital work that ADASA is doing. And he's on the line. Sir McMillan, good day, sir. And how are you this afternoon?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm blessed of the Lord. Thank you so much for talking to us this afternoon.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So before we go far about talking about the stigmatization and explaining what Alzheimer's is and everything that has to do with us, can you just take us through, for somebody who's hearing about ADASA for the first time, what do you do, like your work? Can you briefly tell us what ADASA in Limpopo does and why was it established?
All right. Thank you so much. I'd just like to say good afternoon to your listeners. So ADASA is a non-profit organization that was established in 1985. Its primary goal now was to, give support to families, individuals, and caregivers. So our initial work, the reason why it was established, it was done so to give support to individuals, individuals living with dementia and Alzheimer's disease in South Africa. And a lot of people now, they have this confusion of the word dementia and the word Alzheimer's.
Mm.
So, you know, people then they twist and change. Others are mentioning dementia, others are mentioning Alzheimer's. But really what we are saying is dementia on its own is just a general term to say a several brain diseases. But there is a type of dementia now. That's when we come to Alzheimer's disease.
Okay. So looking at the work that you are doing out there in Limpopo and what you have already done so far in the province, how widespread is dementia?
Dementia prevalence in Africa, you know, particularly in the rural parts of Limpopo, is quite a growing concern. Eh? We are talking about, when you're talking about numbers now, we are saying that the number 20% of those above 85, they have a likelihood of getting Alzheimer's disease. You know, so the prevalence in rural Limpopo, so I'm sure when I say rural Limpopo, we are saying that in the rural areas. That's where a huge number of our older persons are residing.
Mm.
And the number now increases, and the percentage of the prevalence of the disease is so high in the rural areas because of the number of people that are staying there that are, you know, older persons.
Yeah, that are older persons. A family member says, can Mr. McMillan please explain dementia for us, please? I'm not quite sure if I do understand dementia and Alzheimer, the difference.
All right, no, it's okay, thank you. The difference now, let's start with dementia. Dementia is a term for several brain diseases that affect memory, thinking, and the ability to perform daily tasks. You know, it's a chronic disease that is irreversible, more like a brain damage. The cells in the brain, they are damaged. Currently, there is no cure for such a disease. Then dementia is not part of any normal aging. And when I say there are several brain diseases under the word dementia, that's where we now come to Alzheimer's, because Alzheimer's now is a type of dementia.
Mm.
So there are several types of dementia that, I think to just make it simpler, I would say there are several types of brain damage and brain diseases that fall under dementia. But the number one disease is Alzheimer's disease. We talk of maybe vascular dementia. We talk of dementia with Lewy bodies. We talk about Korsakoff syndrome. Korsakoff syndrome is quite actually on the high side, because it's a type of brain damage now that is caused due to, you know, alcohol consumption.
Mm.
So I want to believe, statistics-wise, if you have checked it, it talks about the number of people that are drinking alcohol in South Africa.
Mm.
And that number rose during COVID times. And a lot of women now, you know, joined the drinking side. So with alcohol now, there is a type of dementia that comes with, you know, with alcohol abuse. Then there is HIV-related dementia, you know, because of access to medication, access to, you know, to improve the medication in South Africa. HIV-related dementia is no longer as severe, but I think the main one that we really need to talk about is Alzheimer's disease, the one that is causing memory loss, the one that is, you know, giving people their thinking and their behavior changes because of the type of brain damage. So it's quite vast, but I think the main focus that we need to engage in is Alzheimer's disease.
Okay. So with Adasa in Limpopo working in communities where witchcraft is still used to explain dementia symptoms, how do you begin these difficult conversations? I mean, somebody suddenly is in my cupboard, in my wardrobe, or they are freezing behind my stove or in my yard. We've heard of such. And to be honest, when you're coming from communities, it's not only in Limpopo, but I'm thinking even in some of the townships, you would find people thinking that someone is a witch, because suddenly they are there. They can't even explain how they got there. They don't know their name and all. So how do you even begin with these difficult conversations?
It's quite really difficult. But I think the first thing is to start with empathy and understanding, because the misconception that is really out there in our rural villages, in our rural communities, it's quite, you know, shocking. And, you know, I think the first thing is first, what Adasa does is try to establish trust. Trust, I think it's something so important in building rapport with the community, because you can't come to any community, you know, talking about things that they actually don't understand or don't even know. So, you know, you need to start by establishing trust and, you know, try to educate people about dementia, you know, addressing the fears and their concerns.
Mm.
You know, and I think the ultimate goal is to involve community leaders, because you can't gain entry into any community without, you know, access to the leaders. So we start by engaging the leaders, you know, try to, you know, explain to them what's happening, the prevalence of the disease, what's going on in their communities, and then, you know, try to empower people. Because normally, you know, a new face in a new community, you know, you can't really be trusted so quickly, but we try to get people in the community. That's where we are trying to say we can engage with, you know, local social workers. We try to, you know, engage with social auxiliary workers, caregivers. We try to train them. We actually do train them. Then they get access to their communities, because sometimes to most communities, I remember if that was last year in Uvenda, we had to use our auxiliary social workers in Waterberg. We needed we used our auxiliary social workers to engage, because they're saying this person is our son, this person is our daughter. So information is easily heard through, you know, people that are familiar. So that's what we try to do in trying to, you know, engage with our communities.
Okay, the family member says, thank you so much for the explanation. So what should we be concerned about? If somebody forgets, should we be concerned about that when they are elderly?
With forgetting, we say normal aging comes with normal forgetfulness. But if there is no consistency in the forgetting now, that's where there is worry. So normally what we say is it's important now, you know, to, after you see that, okay, this thing is recurring, my forgetfulness is recurring, it's important that a family member, you know, then gets to see a neurosurgeon, a doctor, to, you know, proper diagnosis, because normally we do not want to diagnose people. Someone who forgets, when you say it's Alzheimer's, because sometimes normal aging comes with normal forgetfulness. So we have to see, a person has to see a doctor, a specialist doctor, then they'll get an assessment, evaluation, then we know that, okay, this is the condition and the situation. But now, in our rural communities now, you know, you get to find people with having symptoms of Alzheimer's already in their middle severe stages, because they never got access to, you know, consultation. And because of the misconception now, forgetfulness, they will just ignore it and say maybe it's sugar, it's nothing. But at the end of the day, you find that this person had Alzheimer's or has Alzheimer's. So it's important now that people, when they see such a recurring issue of forgetfulness, they quickly, you know, get to a doctor, be told what's going on, get a proper diagnosis, and start to put their house in order, their estate in order, because this disease, you know, it's actually so scary, as a cure.
Sure. Now you mentioned that it's scary. What can we be aware of where this disease is concerned, after you mentioned it's scary?
No, the scary part of the disease is that it's a mental decline. So a person, once given a diagnosis of the disease, it's not going to get better. If today you forgot your name, we are saying tomorrow you might forget your phone number too. The next day you might forget you are married. You might forget that you're a daughter or your son. So it now depends on the lifestyle now. So normally what we do as an organization, in terms of when we're giving support, we don't just try to raise awareness of the disease, but we also try to tell people, you know, live healthy. Active aging is important. You know, what you eat today will determine you tomorrow. So it's important that we advise people, you know, to live a healthy lifestyle, which can delay the progression of the disease.
Oh, okay, then. So going back to Limpopo and having to face the difficult conversations and everything, what are the main challenges you face as ADASA in that space, in protecting the elderly from suicide and stigma in that space?
All right. You know, in protecting the elderly in terms of suicide and stigma, we try to, you know, issues that, you know, the key point is to social isolation and lack of support. So those are some of the key points, you know, stigma around mental health, because there's really a stigma around mental health, you know, in terms of in the rural areas. If a person is diagnosed with such a condition, mental health, they really don't, you know, believe it. You know, the stigma surrounding mental illness in rural communities can prevent elderly individuals from seeking help for their mental health struggles. That worsens the situation now. Then, you know, having limited access to mental health care. Rural areas, I mean, in Limpopo, we find that often lack mental health care support, making it difficult as well, again, for elderly and to have access to the help they need. You understand? Then issues of culture now, cultural barriers, traditional values in rural communities mainly hinder open discussions about mental health.
Yeah.
You know, that's that in turn perpetuates the stigma and limiting care access, because, you know, already the beliefs, they're saying, how can this person forget my name? This must be deliberate. You understand? So it's important now to really educate the communities. It's important to raise awareness. It's important, you know, we call it grassroots intervention, because in as much as we would like to start at the top, by the time we get to the bottom, a lot of people have been left out. So we try to start from the communities where people are staying. You find that a lot of our children, they are staying with their grandparents. You know, these children, they need to understand what's happening to their grandparents. Mm-hmm. So we also engage in schools, you know, to raise awareness in such regard. So, yeah, there's quite a lot to say. But, you know, in addressing these challenges, we just try to encourage social participation, improve access to the mental health care, you know, promote awareness and education. Address the issues of abuse and violence. So all these things we are doing as ADASA.
Must be scary working in that space, eh?
It's quite really scary, because, you know, it's emotionally draining sometimes, because sometimes you are really engaging with families, and because of lack of knowledge, lack of support, you talk to somebody in January and you see in March they already forget your name, you know.
Yeah.
It's quite draining, but at the end of the day, we do what we have to do, and we work as a community.
Unbreakable Spirit says, hi, Radio Pulpit. My brother is actually on dementia, and I feel also like I'm becoming a victim. I forget easily at work, and confusion is rampant. People tend to isolate and reject me. I feel so lonely. What do we say to encourage this family member?
It's important to engage with family. In as much as they are feeling isolated, I think it's always important.
At work, not in the...
At work.
Yeah. So the brother has dementia, and this person also feels like they are becoming a victim because they forget easily and they get confused. And now it's happening at work, and they isolate him and even reject him.
All right.
Or her.
Like I said, I think when I started, issues of normal forgetfulness, because we need to make a proper diagnosis of the disease before we can say this is this.
Because it might be stress or something else.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Because, you know, sometimes normal forgetfulness, like I said, it comes with normal aging, and, you know, stress. Being depressed, sometimes it can cause the person to, you know, to have that kind of the symptoms. They can just like tell it, but it might not be Alzheimer's. So it's a very gray area, but it needs to be addressed with a proper doctor, a neurosurgeon who is able to make a proper diagnosis.
Okay, so the family member should talk to a GP who can refer to the doctor who deals with this.
Yes, because if you try to now, you know, try to Google and see the symptoms of Alzheimer's, you might make a self-diagnosis and be wrong. So it's important that before anything is done, consult a doctor, a specialist who is in that field, and they'll be able to give you a proper analysis. Then we then support, especially life after diagnosis, because you've been given a proper diagnosis, or your family member has been given a proper diagnosis. Then we give support for now. We teach the family, we train the family, we train the community, making sure that people understand and are able to live with the person living with Alzheimer's.
So is it hereditary? Because I think also that comes is that the brother has dementia. So now they feel like I'm also becoming a victim because of these factors. So is it hereditary as well?
Yes, Alzheimer's disease is hereditary, but at the end of the day, a person who's living a normal, healthy lifestyle, they can delay the progression of the disease.
Okay.
Sometimes I've come across cases where, you know, great-grandmother, she never had Alzheimer's. The grandmother, she had Alzheimer's. The mother never had Alzheimer's. And the current daughter, she has Alzheimer's. So it can be, you know, it can jump or it can actually start with the person. You can be the great grandmother that people will be talking about to say it started with her, but it might not have started with your, you know, with the people that were, you know, before you. So it's very scary, but lifestyle changes are important now. I think you can recall the food that our great grandparents were eating and the food that we are currently eating. I think it can speak for itself that, you know, it's no longer, we are not eating really organic food. A lot of people, they're eating, you know, GMOs, and it then affects the immune system. So sometimes you can start with disease, and disease can just, you know, start in your system that did not start with your family member, your parents or your great-grandparents. So it's hereditary, and definitely people can delay the progression of the disease by proper good lifestyle, changes.
Alrighty then, let's take a break and then come back to talk to you some more.
Thank you.
We are going to take the sounds of Takindo, and the title of the song is He Can Do Anything.
Feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
We are 17 minutes away from saying hello to Germany. Johan Nelson, something else. And afterwards, Lukomgweri Puti with you on Spectrum. From 4 o'clock up until 6 o'clock, you're on Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng. Dot then, and gave you sounds coming there from Takindo. He can do anything. And yes, our God is able to do beyond what we can even think of. On the line, I am not alone. I'm with Sir Macmillan Kondowe. And he is, of course, from Adasa, and he is the regional manager from Limpopo. And we are raising awareness on Alzheimer and dementia at this current moment and time. And let me see, a family member just wrote in as well. And a family member says, I'm following it currently, runs in the family pattern. My mother, sister, and brother were victims before passing on. Did you get that, Macmillan?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. So, but the family member still needs to go get checked by the right doctor. They shouldn't diagnose themselves.
Definitely. Self-diagnosis is not...
Okay, we can't hear you now. You are far.
I'm saying self-diagnosis is not good. We are encouraging our people to, visit the right doctor. And this is another challenge, actually, that we've seen in the province as well. All the persons visiting the clinic and seeing a nurse and getting a Panadol and paracetamol, then they're sent back home. But the diagnosis is not done. So it's important that they see a specialist who can make a proper diagnosis of the disease, and exactly they'll tell you which drugs to take and what to do.
Oh, okay, then. All right, okay. There's a family member who's calling. Hi, family. How are you?
I'm okay. This is Bungil. How are you?
I'm good, Babunkosi. Welcome. Babunkosi? Babunkosi, are you still there? Okay, I'm not quite sure why we can't hear you, Babunkosi. Please try again. Sani Tuba, we still have a little bit of time. So, Mr. Kondowe, is the government and health care systems, or are they doing enough to support your work and those suffering from dementia?
Yes, the government plays a crucial role in providing financial aid and support and resources to individuals and families affected by dementia. I think the challenges that we are seeing is that maybe there is a shortage of trained healthcare professionals that are working in the, geriatric psychiatrists and trained caregivers.
Mm-hmm.
There is definitely need for more funding in community-based, centers that service issues that have to do with dementia. Understand, because you realize that these community-based services, they are relying heavily on out-of-pocket payments and other NGOs that are also underfunded. So these are the small challenges. They are not small, but these are the challenges that I've seen in Limpopo. And I think there is a lack of dementia-specific national policy that, you know, addresses comprehensively addressing the issues that have to do with dementia care and support in South Africa. So I think, but the government is doing what it does. ADASA is funded by DSD, and we are in every province in South Africa, and we are doing our best, you know, to raise awareness and to do trainings for people through the funding of the government. But I would still say it's not enough. There's still more that needs to be done, and the opportunities for improvement is there.
All righty then. Babungos, you can try calling again. I'm not quite sure why we couldn't get you through, but you can try again. So what are the most common questions or fears families express when they first reach out to you guys at ADASA?
Oof, they ask a lot. I think the first common question is, what is dementia? And they talk about what are the early symptoms of the disease, because people, they just want to know what, understanding dementia, first of all. Then people like ask questions about how can we care for our loved ones, because normally we are having people that are calling in saying that their mother or their father has a condition of Alzheimer's. Others, they're saying that they were given diagnosis, so they need support, you know, life after diagnosis. So they want to know, how do we care for our loved ones, you understand? And what are the resources that are available in giving support? So these are the...
Mr. McMillan? Okay, I'm not quite sure what is happening. Right there, let's try to reconnect with him.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the Broadcasting Code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
Radio with higher purpose. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Openview 607. DSTV 882. And online at radiopulpit.co.za. Also, download our app and listen to our podcasts.
So we're going to put that song on hold there. The Dube Brothers in the background. The title of the song is Why. We are back again with Seko Ndowe. And we have asked the questions about common questions or fears families express whenever they reach out to ADASA. So which ones are these? You were still outlining these?
Yes. I think the other one that is so important is, how can we care for our loved ones? You know, families are seeking guidance or caregiving. Including managing the daily task and maybe ensuring their safety and promoting the well-being. I think that's one of the most important questions they ask. How do we care for our loved ones? And what resources are available now? So I think in every district, in every province, they are support groups that are there that help people, families with this types of question. We have educational material that we give away to people to read and understand dementia and Alzheimer's, you know, more in depth. And we have, you know, services to help navigate dementia care. So some, they need access to a caregiver who is well qualified and understand what dementia is and how to take care of a person living with Alzheimer's. So we do train, you know, caregivers. We do give support to luncheon clubs in Limpopo. In the villages, so they have a lot of luncheon clubs that where all the people gather and do what we call active aging programs. So we go there now and train the caregivers in, you know, in terms of understanding what they need to be aware of and safety that comes with them taking care of people with Alzheimer's. So we do a variety of things, and a lot of questions they are asked as well that we try to address in the programs that we give out.
So you spoke about training earlier on. Do you as ADASA train, offer training for caregivers or family members? And what kind of support can people also expect?
Yes, we do have dementia care training. It can be a one-day face-to-face training program that empowers the caregivers with comprehensive knowledge of dementia and Alzheimer's disease. Mm. You know, the course will cover maybe 7 stages of dementia, you know, the behavioral problems that come with dementia, effective strategies of managing the disease as well. So it depends with who's asking. Sometimes we do training for professionals.
Yeah.
You know, we do training for caregivers. We even go, you know, down to, like I said, remember I talked about gaining entrance into the community.
Mm-hmm.
So we can have an open discussion with the community leaders, you know, Mushate, the chiefs, to really, really tell them what's happening in their community. So okay. We do various trainings and workshops that I think the number one goal is to just give information about the disease.
Okay, then. Sure. Time is not on our side any longer. But thank you so much for talking to us. But how can families get in touch with ADASA if they suspect a loved one is showing signs of dementia?
Okay. We have our contact, and I think let's start with the email address. It's info@adasa.org.za.
info@adasa.org?
Yes, .za.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have our toll-free number. That's 011-792-2511.
011-792-2511. 2511. Thank you.
Then there's the national helpline. Okay. I think the national helpline is important.
0860-636-679. Thank you so much for talking to us. We have run out of time, but thank you for educating and empowering us on this. May the Lord keep keeping you, and thank you for the awesome work that you're doing right there in Limpopo.
Thank you so much.
God bless.
Okay, cheers. Bye.
Bye, sir. And that, my family, is Sir Macmillan Kondowe, Regional Manager at ADASA. Do remember, ADASA is the Association for Dementia and Alzheimer's of South Africa. But now telling us and sharing a little bit of what they do in Limpopo. Unfortunately, I don't have enough time any longer. I don't have time any longer to even take calls or to even read some of the messages. But thank you so much for participating and being with us this afternoon, my family. May God awesomely keep keeping you and blessing you. And the numbers again, 011-792-2511. The national number, 080-636-6679. 080-636-6679. And you can also send an email to info@adasa.org.za. info@adasa.org.za. I am signing out. And we say hello to Germany. Johan Elson, something else next. And we leave you with the sounds of the Dube Brothers. Why?
Connecting you with Christ. Download our app and listen to our podcasts.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.